You just heard the saying of some residents of Eyabo Street, Sawegomu, Lagos, scampering to harvest rainwater sometime in the first week of this month. In that part of the state and its environs, including places in Amukoku, Urile, and Ejorabadia, as well as many other communities in Lagos, acute water scarcity has become a big problem, so much that money spent in buying water can be equated with major expenses like house rent and education. This perhaps explains why many residents, especially in this area, say they pray earnestly for rainfall. Even though elsewhere in the state, the rains are dreaded because of the tendency of accelerating flooding, which render many homeless.
We do buy 10 of them, they will sell to us 500 naira.
How then do you survive?
I don't know why water remains a big challenge in a state surrounded by large bodies of water.
With the new Lagos environmental law, which restricts individuals sinking boreholes, measures should be put in place to cushion the effect on the masses.
A visit by Radio Nigeria to some communities in the state revealed that most households depend mainly on water from open wells and boreholes provided either by the landlords or commercial water operators. For instance, residents of Mafuluku in Oshodi and Iju Ishaga, where there is a large water corporation, say government should reduce their sufferings by making public water available.
My area is very close to where you have one of the largest water works in Lagos, but we don't benefit from it. It has always been that we need to rely on what the landlord has put in place for us. And anytime we don't have water, we have to go and buy.
There are people that don't have water in their houses, so they buy. But mostly, Mafuluku doesn't have government water.
In Ketu and few other areas where people are lucky to have public water, the residents complain that the water is not good for drinking, as the water pipes laid many years ago are contaminated, which can expose them to more dangers.
We can't drink such water. We only use it to bathe, wash plates. We don't drink it. We don't even use it for cooking.
Some residents observe that most public water facilities provided by organizations or individuals, including politicians, as corporate social responsibility, have long stopped functioning. Those still working are very far from the people, prompting them to engage the services of water vendors, popularly called Merowa, to fetch them water at a high cost. Concerned Lagosians are worried as they liken the water problem in the state to the popular wells of the ancient Mariana, which say, water everywhere, but none to drink. Indeed, the pollution of the Lagos Lagoon and the Atlantic Ocean, which is said to make up over 20% of the state's landmass, is hugely blamed for the water problem in the state. The World Health Organization says 3.4 million people, mostly children, die annually for water-related diseases such as cholera, typhoid, diarrhea, and dysentery, even as 80% of disease is attributed to lack of access to potable water. As the World Water Day is commemorated today, the need to treat polluted water and efficiently channel it to the masses is what is required of most countries. The Director of Children Health and Nutrition at the Lagos State Minister of Health, Dr. Folashade Oludara, called on the people to avoid wasting water.
For every child, every mother, every father, water is important to rehydrate the body. We are in tropical region, which is very, very hot. We need water to rehydrate ourselves. It is recommended that everyone should take at least 2 to 3 liters of water per day for the kidney to function.
All the respondents were optimistic that there will be a society where global best practices will be adopted to make water accessible to all, thereby achieving the goal 6 of the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Innocent Onoh in Lagos.